Peter Schiff calls strategies STRC an obvious Ponzi and dares Saylor to debate. Peter Schiff spent the early hours of April 23, 2026, hosting a live X space built around a single claim. Strategy's STRC preferred share is, in his words, an obvious Ponzi. He invited Michael Saylor and anyone from the Strategy leadership bench to come on and prove him wrong. As of the time of writing, none of them had joined. The original post went up on Cointelegraph's account at 0220 UTC and drew quick pickup from both sides of the Bitcoin argument. Schiff's framing is familiar. He has been short Strategy's story for years, but the target this time is narrower than the company's overall Bitcoin treasury. He is aiming at a specific security. Why STRC is the thing. Schiff picked STRC is the perpetual preferred share. Strategy started issuing in 2025 to fund more Bitcoin buys without diluting common stock. Holders get a variable monthly dividend. The yield is paid in cash, but the cash is raised in large part by issuing more STRC into the market. That feedback loop is what Schiff is attacking. His argument in the space was blunt. If the dividend is funded by new issuance, then early holders are being paid with money from later holders. Strip out the Bitcoin branding and the label, he said, and the mechanic matches a textbook Ponzi definition. Strategy's rebuttal, made repeatedly by Saylor in earlier interviews, is that the proceeds buy an asset, Bitcoin, that has appreciated faster than the cost of the preferred capital. As long as that gap holds, the issuance is accretive rather than extractive. Strategy's treasury disclosures show STRC has helped the firm accumulate more Bitcoin in 2026 than every spot ETF combined, a point covered in the Strategy STRC accumulation breakdown. Both views can be technically consistent with the same cash flows. Which one wins depends on whether Bitcoin keeps outperforming the implied cost of STRC and whether new buyers keep showing up at issuance. The market backdrop. At the time of writing, BTC is trading at $78,071, up 1.2% over the past 24 hours and 4.35% on the week per CoinMarketCap. ETH sits at 2,354 hours, roughly flat on the day. The fear and greed index reads 60 in greed territory. That matters here because STRC's math leans on Bitcoin continuing to compound. A sustained drawdown in BTC would pressure the gap between Strategy's cost of preferred capital and its asset side. Schiff picked his moment. STRC issuance has accelerated through Q1 2026, and several critics have been asking how long the structure can run without a secondary market stress test. A high-profile public challenge, even one Saylor ignores, puts the question on retail's timeline. What a debate would actually resolve. An on-air exchange would not settle the underlying question because it is an empirical one that depends on Bitcoin's future path. But a live format would clarify two things that matter to holders. First, the exact source and cadence of the cash Strategy uses to service the STRC dividend. The filings describe it, but a plain English walkthrough under pressure is different from a prospectus. Second, what Strategy would do in a scenario where STRC demand cools? If buyers stop absorbing new issuance at current yields, the cash-in source for the dividend narrows. Holders would want to hear a contingency, not a reassurance. Why the label is the fight, calling a product a Ponzi is a legal edge claim. Schiff has used the word about Strategy-adjacent instruments before, and Strategy has not sued him, which suggests both sides are comfortable with the rhetoric staying in the public domain. But the label does work even when it is not litigated. It pulls new retail buyers away from STRC at the margin, and it anchors the risk conversation on structure rather than on Bitcoin price. Strategy's counter is that STRC is a transparent, registered security with public filings. Buyers know what they are getting. That framing is correct on paper. It does not answer the question of what happens to the dividend if issuance demand dries up, which is the part Schiff wants on tape.